Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Aloha.
Aloha.
Happy Friday. Yeah.
Happy Aloha.
Friday. And because it's psychic night, we have Dale Shear and Richard. Are you there, Dale?
Yes.
She said aloha. I heard
aloha.
Her.
He doesn't answer me.
Aloha, Richard. Of course.
Aloha, Barbara.
Johnny, do you hear me at all?
Yes, I do hear you.
Would you please respond?
Yes, I'm responding. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Why did you ask her if she's here when she said aloha?
Oh, no, I was just introducing her formally, that's all, you know, giving her a formal introduction.
Right. Okay. What's going on with the phones? I just want to know.
We have a caller waiting, and I'm sure we'll have others. So do you want to go in with the call, or would you want to?
No, I want to talk to Barbara. First, give out your phone number.
Yes.
Give it out, Johnny.
The number is 516-531-9874.
And what's that for, Johnny?
It is for a free psychic mini reading with Jill Shear.
You got to pay attention or get. I swear, you go off somewhere. I don't know where you go, but you don't get it.
Don't lose it, Johnny. Do not lose what you already do know.
I know.
Hold on to it.
Okay, Barbara.
Yes.
What were you saying about your eye?
Oh, everybody, I can't believe I get injured so often. I was cleaning a few days ago, and a light, like the little lights that you put up, flopped into my eye so hard it whacked me. The little light poked my eyeball straight into it without blinking because I didn't know it was coming, and it got one of those eye bruises in the white part, which looks so atrocious. There would be no way I could do any work with that eye, and it's still going away a little bit. No, because they said it's a bruise and you're just going to have to wait for it to go away. It did not need a tetanus shot. So I just have to wait for it to go away. But it threw me off because it was in full and I was worried about it for a couple of days.
You're
it really threw
me
off.
You're as bad as me. I fall over air. You know, it's ridiculous.
Oh.
I had a question for you, Barbara. What
okay.
did you think of the ruling of the Roe versus Wade?
I don't like it one bit. I am absolutely shocked, and I'm worried for people because when they need it, like I needed it for something special, I needed to be able to make a choice. I was able to. If not, I don't know where I would have gone, what I would have done. I wouldn't have been able to travel. I was pregnant with twins. There was complications with one of the fetuses. They could tell it had cystic hygroma, which could terminate my entire pregnancy and explode poison inside of me, which would ruin my daughter, who was totally healthy, and her twin was not. And I could make that decision to terminate that fetus because to save myself also, they said I could die because that poison that pops when they have cystic hygroma, sometimes it pops inside of you and it can reach your heart. So So would I not be able to make the choice that I made now? Please tell me. I'm not sure.
Here's the thing. Number one, I think there's 16 states or so that will allow it. That will allow abortions. It's up to each state, I think. I could be wrong. And I'm not sure if that's right or wrong. Yeah, I know like Nevada is one where it's okay. So it depends on the state. Have they made any leniency on cases like yours or rape or incense? Have they made anything, Johnny, on that?
I don't know, but I know that it's what it is it's back to the states. It's not like abortion is like illegal. What it means is that it's just back to the state issue. That's what it means. So.
Well, back to the state is not too bad because it's just getting a doctor, which a lot of them won't do it now. I remember the 60s when this ran amok and half the doctors wouldn't, take the cases or you couldn't go in there. And it's up to so many weeks before they would consider an abortion. But this reminds me of all that's going on between the guns, between Roe versus Wade, everything reminds me of reliving the 60s. Now, if you haven't lived the 60s, you won't understand what I'm talking about. But, Richard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about it, Dale? Because I told you I'm worried about it. I'm worried for people who need it. How do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's a couple of ways I'm thinking. One is I feel that they should allow abortion if you have incest or rape patients like you had. I mean, I feel that's the way I feel about it. If you don't or you just want to do it for the sake of doing it, I'm not all for that because there's a lot of – I know I couldn't get pregnant because my first husband was sterile. So, the want of a child, is unbelievable. So, I mean, I have several ways to go on it. I don't feel that they should make it absolute, but they should add things in that would soften it up a little bit. But there's certain states like Florida and the governor who is just totally against it. So I'm against him. But I want to say is that, that's how I feel. There was a movie with Natalie Wood many years ago in the 60s, and I can't think of the name at the moment, but I'll remember it eventually, where she got pregnant and she needed an abortion, and nobody in the 60s at that time, nobody would give her one, and she ended up getting rid of the baby with a hanger.
I remember another movie. Sorry. Okay. Do you remember the TV show Romper Room?
No.
The reason I'm bringing this up is the lady who did Romper Room had an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big deal and I think there was a movie about the lady and about that lady that had an abortion. It was in Romper Room. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's in the 60s, it was just a total no-no. And, I understand why they may have reversed it. But at the same token, they should allow certain things like Barbara's problem or incest or rape or stuff like that. I don't know if they are. But they should allow abortions with that because that's not right to let somebody, be... Like with Bill Cosby, who allegedly raped a lot of people, you don't know. You don't know. Brian Epstein, who, did it too. So you just don't know. And for them to say no abortion is not right. I mean, they have to make some sort of leniency or restrictions, but I hope that comes in time is what I'm hoping for. But to live like this, live like this back in the 60s in the dark, and the guns, that Barbara, did you hear about the guns?
No, what's going on with the guns?
Okay. In New York, it's starting in New York. That's another issue I'm, getting off of through with the Roe versus Wade. But they're allowing anybody to have a gun and bring it on the subways or wherever they want to bring it. Just like Nevada, you're allowed to walk around here with guns, you know? Nothing ever happens with it. But in New York, you know, there's a lot of crazies. And there you go, guns on the subway. People can shoot up anybody they want. They approved it. They approved it.
I can't believe it. I thought they were going to do something to stop so much gun use. That is surprising.
Well, we'd have to move to it. You know, they're going by the amendment that says, you know, the right to bear arms.
Okay. But back to the other thing about making choices about your body. What about the people who have fought for so long to have these sex changes? And everybody's so open to letting them do that, but they're reversing Roe versus Wade. To me, that seems really odd.
No, you're right, because then they'll hit the transvestites next. Okay, Love with a Proper Stranger, I believe, was with Natalie Wood. That was the one I was talking about in the 60s. I don't know if it's available to see now. But no, now when it comes to the transvestites and it comes to the gays, they're going to go, someone's going to go after them and try to reverse those things where you can't get married. You know, just like Biden said, they'll go from one to the other, you know. And I don't know about living in this country now. It's pretty bad. So I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm not all for abortion and I'm not against it. I mean, it's just like I'm on the fence. You know, I think it's okay here still.
I think we could still do it here because just remember when I went to the doctor's appointment, I think that was just last week, and the abortion activists were outside that clinic because supposedly they do it.
Yeah.
And it was still, they were still fighting it. So maybe we could still do it in California. But I don't like it when people use abortion for their birth control. I have a girlfriend who did it six times.
They have pills now that will abort the child. It's from France. I remember that in the 60s. They had it then. They have it now. It depends on
day
how
after
many weeks.
Pill.
Yeah, the day after pill. But now, you know, go find a doctor that will give an abortion. They'll be scared to death. They
might, and
I promise you one thing, that whoever made this bill, and they know who it is, let me tell you, crazy people are going to go after them. So it's
causing more
not
trouble.
Fun. It's not
no,
fun.
No, they're causing trouble. And how does Johnny feel? I mean, do you feel that it is the woman's right to choose?
No, I do think that it's kind of like the way Dale said. I mean, you know, it's sort of like you, because the truth is that I've written a paper on this before. It's like I was talking to a guy in the military, and he says that they deal with this all the time. I mean, they go into a place where they're fighting, and then the woman will walk up to them with a pillow in their stomach, and you think, well, gee, do I shoot this person? Because if they shoot the pregnant woman, you know what happens. And you understand what I'm saying? It's sort of like that along those lines. And you have to – and it's not always easy, but then again, you know, these sort of things aren't easy. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So I'm okay with what Dale said.
And, you know, I got to look at this, is that when you want a child so badly and you're sterile or you can't have one, I feel a lot of those should be put up for adoption and you should just adopt the child, you know, and let the people that have to go out of country to get a kid have it in the United States. You know what I mean?
Right. Both scenarios. My aunt flew to China, paid $20,000 for a Chinese baby, and my brother, half brother, somebody wanted him aborted, and the other one didn't. So they had him, and now he's a man. And I asked him, are you glad that you were not aborted? And he says, yes, I am, you know? So that,
yeah.
Looking at it in a much different perspective, isn't it?
Yes, and it, mm-hmm. to kill a little baby, in my mind, is just, it's sad. It's sad.
Well, don't
you know,
think the little baby is a little baby when it is conceived and the fetus is the little baby too? Because, well, if you believe in the Bible, it says that, you know, God knows right when you were created, and that's the moment. So who's to say? Is the baby a baby when the heartbeat starts or when the soul starts or when the first cell starts?
I don't think they have a proper answer to that in one way or another. But
they can tell us what to do, but they have no answers.
Yeah, I don't think they have an answer to that. They claim they do, but they don't. And it doesn't matter. It's just when there's a living soul inside your stomach, you know, you got to look at nowadays. If you got pregnant, God forbid, right now, and what would you do? What would you do, Barbara?
Well,
now?
I would never have an abortion. I would not. I only did that my healthy baby in medical emergency, but I just wouldn't have one. I would not be able to kill my baby, the healthy baby inside of me, and I would probably keep it, even though I'm 53. But I could also give it to somebody.
That's right. That's the way I look at it, same way you do. And Richard, what do you think?
Well, as we discussed earlier, Dale, I think medical emergencies, you know, rape, incest, and that kind of nonsense. Bad term. Yes, I think it should be allowed, but... if there's nothing wrong, no, I think, like you said, Dale, there's a lot of people out here that can't have children, that want children, you know, set up to make sure the system can handle that, should be in there and all that. So
yeah.
On that, I would say you talked about this for 15 minutes. I think you better give your call in a chance. Over.
All right. You ready for a caller?
Yeah, well, we have a good caller. Sure.
No, actually, just no, that's not true. We have two. We have two now. All right.
Okay.
Area code 818. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Yes, hello. My name is Suzanne. First time listener.
Suzanne, you got to talk louder.
My name is Suzanne. I'm calling from Las Vegas, and
yeah.
I'm listening to the show for the very first time. So
what?
I'd like to have, yes, hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Barely.
I do hear you perfectly well.
Barely hear you, but go on.
Okay. So... I would like to have a general reading. Whoever has a message for me could be from my spirit guides, my mom, or whoever wants to send me some messages.
Okay, let me ask you this. What initials, was there M or an R in your mom's name?
R. Yeah, her name was Rosa.
Rosa, okay. She's
mm-hmm.
coming through, and she's quite proud of you for some reason. Apparently, you've been helping a lot of people and doing good things, and she's quite proud of you. And she wanted mm-hmm. me to ask, what do you have to do with a nurse or something with medical?
Um, I'm 68, sweetie. I'm on disability. So my daughter-in-law, she's studying to become a nurse.
Oh, that's what
but
it is.
I have. Okay.
No, but that's okay. I'll pick up on other people, or they'll come through with other people. She will become a nurse. Your daughter-in-law will be good, and she will help you out in the future, okay?
I hope so, because so far she's very, very, how could I put this? She's a very heartless woman. So
she'll change. She will change, not to worry. She will change.
I hope so.
And what do you do to help people a lot?
Anything and everything possible. That could be even if...
That's the message I got, that your mother was very proud of you for helping a lot of people, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay?
Is there
but I can't give
you
a full reading because, you know, there's other people, but thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Wow, Gail, you were right on. The M or an R, and that's the name of her mom that she wanted to hear from, and the feeling about the nurse and how you can tell her that this, I don't know, did she say heartless daughter-in-law, is going to change.
Yes.
Become a nurse, help, and change. Wow. Now, that was an amazing reading. Right, Richard?
Thank you.
Yeah,
how does it feel when you really, like, really feel it? Really strongly, seems like that one. How does that feel?
I do it so naturally that it doesn't, one way or another. I could read a book and do it. So I don't think about it. I look at myself, Barb, as a human telephone, you know?
And it doesn't make you tired or worn out, right?
No. You know, as a telephone, I'm just relaying a message.
Yeah, I like it. So it doesn't really, it's not like, oh, a wonderful feeling. It's probably a feeling of, like achievement or like the job well done, that kind of
thing.
No,
it's just like certain things bother me. Like what, weeks ago we had that one with the dog and a puppy or something, and we're trying to find when he was supposed to be helping the lady, and I don't know what happened, but that's...
I can tell you, I can give you an update on that if you want.
Okay.
What?
What I did was I took the liberty of getting her in touch with some people. I don't know if it helped her, but I also, some people that were experts. I got her in touch with them.
Audra Lynn with the shampoo. Lynn with the dog shampoo.
No, not Audra Lynn, but Tylene John. I tried her, and I got her some help. I don't know if it was like a final thing, but her and I have spoken on Facebook a few times, and we've been, connecting. So
well,
I
let's
mean,
follow
you know,
up with her, right?
Okay,
now. We want to know. Let's ask her since you're friends with her on Facebook. Johnny, could you please ask her how her dog is? Because we care and we would like to know.
Okay, I'll see if I can find out. Give me 1 second here.
She's still there.
Okay. Not this second, Johnny. Okay, do we have another caller or what's going on?
Yes, we do. Area code 914. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes. What's your name?
Catherine.
And where are you calling from, Catherine?
I'm in New York.
And what part of New York?
Upstate Hudson Valley area.
That's upstate. And what's that noise?
Like,
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Turn off yours.
You got to speak louder, honey. I can't hear you.
By Westchester?
Yeah, upstate. Yes, I'm familiar. Yeah. How can I help you?
It's going to be my birthday this weekend, and I was wondering if there's any message from anyone that, you know, I have on the other side about how the year might be. Is that an okay question?
A whole year, but you can me.
Yeah.
You can call me for a reading anytime at 808-372-1816. But I can tell you, on the other side, where's your father? Is he still alive?
No, he's not.
Okay. Is there a D or a G in his name?
You're amazing. Yes, a G.
Wow.
Oh. What's his first name, please?
Gaetano. Gaetano. People called him Guy for short.
He was a,
nice name.
He was a character, huh?
Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very talented.
Involved with the mob at all?
They wanted him.
Okay.
He said no.
You don't know what happened, though.
I'm sorry?
You don't know what happened?
I know they approached him. He just said no. That's the extent of all I know.
They did approach him, and he didn't say no. He did little jobs. Yeah, he did little jobs for the mob. Nothing spectacular, but did little jobs, okay?
Wow.
If didn't you notice that he was gone on several occasions?
I thought he was working, no, or unless I was really small and just didn't know yet.
Maybe not. He loves you very much.
Aww.
You were his little girl. You were his princess. And he would have done anything he loved for you.
Yes.
So that's the message I got. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. God bless you. That's amazing.
God bless you. Too,
thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Psychic Gail Shear. Psychic Gail Shear is on fire today. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I love the initial thing because you don't always throw out initials.
That's right. You haven't.
Huh?
And this initial G. Oh, I love that name Guy, too. Don't you guys love that name Guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the whole name I know or something. I don't know. Weird name.
Yeah. I love it. And then, let me give out Dale's number, everybody, because you can get a reading from her all week long directly. Hey, Dale is the number one psychic in America. I think Johnny and Richard think so, too. Our personal psychic, we're lucky. But she can be yours, too. So call her directly, 808-372-1816. Dale Shear, DALESCHEAR. Directly. 808-372-1816. Plus, it's always in our front of the show on Blog Talk Radio's description and her website, DaleShear.com. And, gosh, you could find out more about your, Dale, your mob connections, right? I mean, you've written 5 books. Is that in any of your books?
Yeah, I did. Question, Barbara. Do we have any other calls, Johnny?
Not right now.
Okay. It's going to be those days. Anyway, Barbara, what I was going to ask you is the idea that I had that I would like to do some way with you and John is very well known in Hawaii, big time. And I have a friend that is doing shows in Hawaii on podcasts. And I was trying to figure some way that we could do it and use your list of people to let them know, Barb, that you know, we'll be doing something in Hawaii.
Oh, my gosh. If it has to do with you and Hawaii, of course I'm in. What about you, Johnny? Oh, my gosh, that sounds so – I mean, I'm envisioning it right now with the blue water and the white tan sandy beach with the flying music playing. And we're doing our show outside, right, Richard? With the Lays.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, the fragrance.
Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Love
well,
it.
How do we do it, Barbara? I'm leaving that up to you.
Oh.
It isn't so much doing the show. That's easy. It's a matter of I have connections, right? It's a matter of It's a matter of getting more people to tune in because you have a huge, extensive list.
Oh, Dale, let me interject with the huge list. I just yesterday contacted my manager, which I do have one, and he's a writer, and he's, okay, this is good news. He's going to help me write my book. He's
wonderful.
Hey,
let's go.
Yeah.
Start typing.
He keeps asking, and I'm like, yeah. I thought, well, I mean, he's a great writer. He writes articles for me, and he's a manager of talent, so he could make sure I know how to do social marketing, or he does it for everything, because I need help. I can't do all of this. I'm doing so many things that I'm too spread thin, so we really need a manager, and I have one, so that's great.
I agree. I'd like to get your manager as well, you know, but...
yeah, that's what I mean, to do this whole thing, make sure we're have a marketing plan. I think that is important.
I have an idea. I know this sounds crazy. Johnny can stay where he's at because he can do the technical part, but say you, I, and Richard, which Richard is familiar, say we go to Hawaii. Okay?
It's so funny because I've already been working on my tan.
guys, I had some technical problems about a few moments ago, but everything is fine. But I'm just letting you know that you have another caller, Dale, when you're ready. Okay?
Okay. Barbara, I was thinking we could. Would somebody listen to me? That we go to Hawaii. We know the place that we can have, like, there's a place, Pat's at Punalu, that Elvis used to perform and other people used to perform. This is a, just a residence, you know. We could tape it on our phones, and we can, you know, if someone knows how to do that, I think you do, Barbara.
I have all the lighting equipment, and it goes all, it folds all into a bag. And you carry it anywhere you are when you want to set up for your show. I got it. Okay. I haven't even set it up yet. But I ordered it. I have it right here in my living room. I do it. And if somebody has a camera, fine. But if we do it on our phones, I have the Pro 13 Apple, the best you can buy, with a terabyte on it. Okay? I have that.
Hello, Barbara.
I do it, and we don't need any cameraman. Okay, go ahead.
I can invite one or two local entertainers to come in on our show, and we can do readings on them, plus other people. And Johnny can do the technical. And what we would call a show, I don't know yet, but something psychic. But people know me, and they would tune in. Then I can promote some advertising. Through,
and you want to do it live? It
doesn't matter. Probably live would be good if people would call in. If not, we can interview some of the entertainers, one or two, that I know personally to come sit with us at the Pats at Punalu and sit down with us and
Oh, that sounds good. Can I see this place?
And we do readings.
I want to look at it.
Barbara, would you listen?
Well, I can never hear you. I just want to be honest because you don't have a good microphone, and I don't either. That is what I bought. I did not set it up yet. It's a microphone. I think we all need better microphones so we can hear.
Is that
totally
better? I'm talking
clearly
into the phone.
Well, it's okay. It's as good as it's going to get, but I think if, you know, we're wanting to do it, the sound is extremely important. It's number one. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I understand that.
Anyway,
but,
we'll look into that
for
you.
There's a show.
And John.
Hello, Barbara.
Yes.
There's a show that it's called Hussy, and she does hers on her phone. And, you know, hey, it's just a regular phone, and she makes $200,000 or $300,000 a year doing it, just taping it and then airing it. We can show people all around Hawaii what some of the good places are, where to go. We can interview people. You know, I have
lot
of friends there. We can interview people and show.
Oh,
let me finish.
But I just want to do the tasting test, the restaurant tasting tests with you and Richard.
What?
Hmm.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like we're critics. Critics.
What?
Whatever they call them.
What?
Restaurant. Yeah. Food critics. We go around.
Oh,
and
critics.
Food critics.
Well,
we could be that too.
I can't do that, Barbara.
Really?
You can add that as part of it, but a little part of it. I want to get the local people entertainers. That's what we'll sell.
Oh.
Hey, Barbara.
And do a promotion in Hawaii, you know, whether it be newspaper or ads on the TV to let them know to tune in, okay?
I
the
love
food
Hawaiian
critic
music
thing, there's too many people doing it, okay? But to show people, there's too many people, you know, we can take them around Hawaii and show them the local spots where the locals go.
Okay, because you already know all that. What was Richard wanting to say? Are you excited?
Barbara, okay.
Yes.
Barbara, write this down. Wonder Hussy.
Oh, I already subscribed. I already subscribed to her since you guys wanted me to before, but I haven't watched her for a while. But I will tune in check her out again, because I know you guys like her format.
Yeah,
her format's good.
You'll see what she's doing technically. Easy.
Okay.
Very easily. Just watch one of them.
Yeah.
Most
that's
of
nice
them are no
have
more
things
than
easy.
About 15 or 20 minutes. She's got a whole slug of them. You can get her on YouTube, and all that.
Yeah, but Richard, I want to do this in Hawaii. Hello, excuse me. I want to do it Hawaii. Not here.
I'm not talking about that, dear. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the technical side, how easy it can be. And if you see, just watch one of hers, you'll see it. Okay?
Yeah, I'll guarantee you she probably has a really dynamic thumbnail to each one of her videos, which I know how to do. I've been studying how to do all of that. But do you think I have even an ounce of time to ever get to even that point of that much creativity? Mm. No, because I need the manager to do all this other stuff, this running around and connecting and social media that takes up hours, okay? And I have to make money. So I would love to do more of the creative thumbnails and have more pictures with you guys. This is like the perfect opportunity to get photos in a gorgeous place. And however, you could do it live one time, then you don't have to do it live, whatever. That's the great thing about
it. She does it. She tapes it. And all you have to do is tape a few entertainers, you know, local entertainers that are real popular. And I do readings on them. And then also we go off for a day. I mean, I'm not saying it's all one time, but, you know, different shows. We go off with one day and show something in North Shore. You know, we would show the local stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And you guys love traveling in the car and going and doing. And, you know, that's even a better way to live because you really examine it even more and learn everything about it while visiting.
Well,
even though
we got to get some sort of sponsor, which is, you know, that's the harder point. But I know
that maybe the managers know them.
I have to make some phone calls, but I can't do it just an idea. I have to know that this is going to really happen. You know what I mean?
Well, we can definitely talk about it. I had the eye injury. I'm feeling better. I got very unorganized again, though.
But we're not doing it right away.
I know, but I want to talk about it right away because you got to get things rolling. I have a lot of things I have to do 3 weeks in advance because it takes somebody 3 weeks to do anything. So if we don't do it now, I don't put things off. I really want to do it. So it's not like I want to talk
to you tomorrow.
If you
really want to do it now, you got to take shots of Hawaii. You got to take, you know, Richard has some pictures, I guess. I don't know if he has them here, but.
I have lots of them. I've been there many times. What?
No, I just wanted to.
I mean, what, okay. Johnny?
Oh, you say caller. We have a caller is what I'm saying. That's all.
But, yeah, okay. We've got to do the caller.
Okay. Area code 917. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello, ladies.
Yes. Hi. Who is this?
Hi, this is Carmen.
You got me on speaker and I can't hear you.
Carmen.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Are you off speaker?
Yes.
Way better.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, guys. I'm not so sure. I just called in and I was immediately placed here. So
good.
yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Psychic Dale Shear. What is your question and what is your name?
No, where are you calling from, darling?
From New York.
Another one from New York. What part?
New York City.
My favorite in the whole world. I'm from Jersey, so I really love New York City. I was born
in
Newark.
What do you do in Jersey? What do you do over there?
Oh, I was born there. I was born in Newark. And
never left.
Where?
You never left New Jersey.
Not mentally, no.
But physically?
Physically, yeah. I lived in Hawaii.
Oh,
and
nice.
Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
Tahoe was the closest thing to remind me of Jersey. But how can I help you?
Oh, Jersey. Sorry?
How do I help you?
Well,
what's your question?
Well, I would like to know if you guys, if you see any love coming into my life. I like
yes,
this
I
guy,
do.
Matthew, but you can tell me what you see around that or anyone else or
all
anything
right,
about my love life.
Is he younger than you?
Yes. A little.
By about quite a few years.
A few.
Okay, have you gone out with him yet?
Yes.
And has he asked you for date two?
Well, we've known each other for many years.
Oh, I see.
It's like more like a friend.
He doesn't want. He doesn't want marriage. He wants to be a friend. He wants you to be his best friend. He wants to have fun with you. And if you're okay with all that, then this is a good relationship.
Okay.
But if you want more than that.
Yeah. I
don't see it happening.
That.
I don't see that happening. So you got to talk it in the phone, dear. I can't hear you.
I'm here.
I barely can hear you.
Really strange. Can you hear me now?
You're echoing. Are you on speaker?
No, I'm not.
I have a new phone, so I don't think that's the issue.
I'm not echoing.
Now you're okay. I don't see you with him on a permanent basis, but as a friendship, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you see anybody else that's better
fit?
Yeah.
How old are you, sweetie?
I don't really say my age.
Okay. And that means you're older.
Ageless.
Yeah. I understand that. We all are. You have fun. You enjoy life. You go around. You're very spontaneous. You'll be meeting people left and right if you get out of the house. But other than that, you know, other than that, I see you having fun, and I see many men attracted to you, and you're going to, you know, you go for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's
well,
very
thank
kind.
You for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. I want to say something. I've actually texted Lisa just now, and I told her to call in and maybe give us an update. So,
okay. An update on what?
Know.
Oh, I asked you not to do that, Johnny.
No, I just talked to her. I just texted her. You know, it wasn't like
that's
I told
great.
Her to
well,
call
I,
in.
Well, I'm not in the mood for getting into this and putting myself down. So, no, I don't want to really talk to her, okay?
Okay.
You do things all without right. asking. I can't imagine. Oh. Whatever, not now. Okay, so anything else going on?
Anything as far as the caller? I wanted to talk about the caller really quickly, if that's okay, or does Johnny
sure.
have an announcement?
I don't know. Johnny's doing work.
Well, no, it's just that well, can I talk about the thing that we talked about before the show, you and I did? Is that okay?
Well, there's
Barbara?
Three other people here. There's three other people here, Johnny.
Okay, you're right. It's not a good idea.
Who are
okay.
you? Who are you referring to? No,
you and
I.
You
and
I.
We also have Richard here. We have Dale here. And we
Barbara
have Barbara
and I.
Who are
Barbara
you referring
and I.
to?
I'm talking about you, Barbara. You and I, we talked about something. What?
I didn't even talk to you before the show.
Actually, yes, you did.
You mean you texted me?
No, right before the show, I
told you that. I don't even know what it is.
Well, I'm doing a GoFundMe to raise some money to get to see Barbara.
I don't know, Barbara. He's like in a different realm. I don't know where he is. He lives on planet Z. I don't know.
I think he's
so Bart,
walking,
you and I can
like
talk.
He's walking on glass, like he's so afraid. Like God.
No, it's already said it. You didn't hear me. I was about to GoFundMe.
Why do we want to talk about GoFundMe?
I don't know. Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We don't have to.
Thank you. Barbara.
Okay.
Barbara.
Yes.
So let's go back to the show.
Yes.
In Hawaii.
Okay.
In Hawaii.
Okay. That, yes. I
because
love
you would,
the
you
traveling
in Hawaii,
around locally.
You in Hawaii would go very well. Okay? It's wonderful.
It gives me something to want to exercise for because I'm sitting here in this apartment organizing teacups. And you know what? I want to be out, and I want to travel, and I want to see Hawaii.
Well, from L.A., from Los Angeles, or from Sacramento, Honolulu is 5 hours, okay, by plane.
So close.
But the problem, the plane is, you know, with all the weird things going on in the world today, who knows? But, I mean, I want to go. I still have a ticket, and I want to go. I want to go back, and I would like to set this up with you because I feel that people would just love you over there and it would be a good thing to do. And by
yes,
there's
and
a couple
I have a lot of – I have photos there because I shot there with a photographer in my Hawaii Baywatch one-piece suit that I wore for the
uh-huh.
Baywatch 10-year reunion. And – just from a vacationing, really cute Hawaii
you know, Hawaii in the water. I actually have them on
Barbara,
my Instagram.
Barbara, how do you like this name? Aloha Hawaii or Hawaii with Psychic Dale Share or Barbara da 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 da. And on technical would be Johnny.
Oh, I really think that Aloha should be in the title. I don't know about all the rest, but I will help you think about that, and it's going to be great. It's going to be snappy. It's going to grab people's attention, but I like the Aloha because we've made it a point when we're all together to always say Aloha every single time we greet and say goodbye. On purpose, I've done that because I wanted us to have a thing. You know, I love that. So we'll go from there. And
well, I know what I want to do. I just need a camera and or I need a phone to photograph us and doing whatever we
put
do.
Put that on
we
the
can...
GoFundMe, Johnny. Sorry to interrupt
what?
You, but put that on the GoFundMe. We need a camera, Johnny.
Oh, no, that GoFundMe was so that I could come out to see you.
I am saying, look at the priorities here.
Okay.
So
what does that have to do with
show?
you're going to see her from GoFundMe? When we're talking about Hawaii, that makes no sense.
That doesn't make sense, Johnny. You should get the ticket to go to Hawaii if you're going anywhere to maybe help. Okay, so I just want to think of the great things, like the lays around the neck, talking and having just a beautiful tan with our floral outfits on, with our guest at a beautiful site, wherever it may be, because there's no...
Well, there's many places on the beach. There's many places we can go on the beach just using the phone. So it's just like if you look at, what's her name? The one...
Wonder
Hussey. Yeah, Wonder Hussey.
Yeah.
Does in Nevada. We could do it in Hawaii is all I'm telling you. There's so much that we can show in Hawaii. It's ridiculous. It's just we need sponsorship or we need someone to help us sponsor the place, so then we can do it.
Too bad my ex-fiance, who we interviewed, that ballroom king, died of COVID because he loved Hawaii and he has 2 dance competitions there a year. So beautiful. That's where we were going to get married. That
I know,
but
I know, Barbara, I know how to do this. I've done my own television show in Hawaii for 5 years. I know how to do this. You know,
I love the noodle soup on the beach.
What does that have to do?
I don't know. I just keep thinking of the food. It just keeps coming into my mind. Why?
Well, have that stuff not come at the moment. You must be hungry.
I'll try.
Okay.
Okay, I can see you guys are just like out in left field. I mean, you know, I've done and produced television in Hawaii, so I may do it again.
I have to interrupt you, though, because I am just not used to talking about any of my business on air. I'm just, maybe I'm uncomfortable with it a little bit to get into too many details, you know what I mean? Because
it's just a thought, Barbara. It may never happen, but it's a thought.
I know. I'm keeping it at these thoughts because of course I have a lot of ideas, but I just don't want to say them all on air. I think that we should discuss things privately, but I love this.
Okay.
Of course I would love to do it.
Agreed.
Well, you call us and we'll discuss it privately.
But Johnny has absolutely nothing to say about it except for wanting to get on a different subject. So I don't understand.
I
Johnny, do you understand what she's saying? And are you into it or are you not?
I mean, I'll be honest, I am a little distracted right now by the technical stuff. So
you have a person on the phone waiting, right?
No, not that. It's just that earlier.
No, he has technical issues, Barbara.
Okay.
He has his normal technical issues where we have no callers. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Johnny.
I know where the first place is.
Where?
To go in Hawaii. Okay, I'll tell you off air, not on air.
Good.
Okay.
It includes food, since you're interested in food. To make it real quick, I used to inform people on that six-year stint I stayed in Hawaii. Literally every morning and afternoon, I was down at the beach, and I was meeting visitors coming and going at the condo I was in. And I had a list of several places people would come up and ask me, gee, where should I go? Can I do this? Can I do that? And I say, okay, if you want to take your bride or girlfriend or whatever to a good place, blah, 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 I know where to go. And so on and so on and so on. And I can see that.
You know, I hate to interrupt you, Richard, but I would do it at Turtle Bay. Sorry. I know people can do it.
I'm not naming places, sweetheart. I got them in my head. Yes, Turtle Bay would be one. But there's several others, too, that I know that.
But we'll talk after the show on this.
Yes. When we have a phone call in private, we can talk about it. Yes.
Yeah, but Johnny has to get on the same page. He's not.
But he never is talking or telling how he feels. What are you afraid of? That we aren't going to listen to you?
No. This is one of those days where I have a lot on my mind, but I'm okay. So.
Okay, but
you need to get that out of your mind and be present on your radio show that is only 1 hour out of your week with Dale Shear. I mean, let's go.
Yeah, it always messes me up.
He
didn't
there.
Call. He didn't call in people and get them calling in. I don't know what he's doing.
Look, Johnny, you're sitting there answering phones. There's no caller right now, so you can tell us how you feel. You have to tell Dale something right now.
What?
So, tell her something. Ask her a question or tell her that's a great idea if you think it is. I mean, tell her anything about what she just proposed to both of us and Richard.
Well, I didn't hear most of it because I was connected.
Okay.
All right. Just serve the man pity. Let's just forget about it, okay? Barbara, you want to do the shout-out? I want to eat.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I guess that it is the shout-out.
Johnny kind of messed up, and I just want to eat, okay?
Okay. Well, everybody, thank you for listening, and thank you callers for calling in. And we all wish you a wonderful future and want to hear how it all turned out. Psychic Dale Shear, oh my gosh, she was on fire tonight, and we were live on Life After Happiness. So find this show and some of our other favorites on our YouTube channel, Life After Happiness, and you can reach Dale, all week long, directly for your long private reading at 808-372-1816, and I will repeat it, 808-372-1816, DaleShear.com. Okay, everybody, thank you so
much. Aloha, Barbara.
Fun.
Maybe you could straighten out Johnny and get his head right.
Bye.
Okay, I'll make a call.
Aloha.
Aloha, Richard. And aloha, Johnny.
Good night, everyone.
Take care.
I was to say aloha, Johnny.
Aloha. Okay.